Now that the Shaggy Stallion knew where Rafal was, it made him very sad. Who knows? Who knows what they're trying to do to him? What kind of tumor they're trying to teach him? Knowing where Rafal was and not being able to help him was just terrible. And to plan a rescue was not possible, because although they knew that he was in the monastery, they had no idea where in the monastery he was. And they couldn't send people to check every room, because that was very dangerous. Anyone that dared come into that tumor place was sure to get caught and severely punished by the Galochim. Days passed. The Shaggy Stallion continued his fasting and his tefillahs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. One afternoon, the Shaggy Stallion was sitting at his table saying Kapitlach Tehillim when he fell asleep. And Kindalach, as he slept, he had a dream. His dream was a special vision, min hashamayim, like Ruach HaKodesh. He saw a vision of the exact building that Rafal was being held in. The Shaggy Stallion saw that Rafal was being kept locked up in a basement room on the left side of the building. In the dream, the Shaggy Stallion was able to look into the room. And looking inside, he saw that Rafal was sitting on the floor, crying right under the window and saying Tehillim. It was unbelievable. The Shaggy Stallion was being sent a clear message from Shemayim. The Shaggy Stallion even saw that the window outside Rafal's room was the last window on the left side of the building. The Shaggy Stallion woke up. Wow, had been so clear. He now knew exactly where Rafal was. He was in the basement, in the last room on the left. Thank you, Hashem, for showing me where Rafal is. Chaste Hashem, ki lo yisomnu, ki lo yicholu rachamov. Please, Hashem, please help that I am successful in freeing Rafal. Soon after the Shaggy Stallion woke from his dream, he immediately sent Chaikel, his gabbai, to call Shraga the tailor to come to his house at once. But Kindalach, who was Shraga the tailor? Shraga was a member of the community of Metz. He was an expert tailor. Over the years, he had become quite friendly with the Galochim. Doing business with them, he had become very acquainted with these Galochim, and he was even invited to some of the gatherings. He used to come to the parties. And Kindalach, when someone becomes too friendly with Goyim, it can have a bad hashpo, it can have a bad influence, which is what happened to Shraga. He wasn't that careful with mitzvahs the way he should have been. The Shaggy Stallion was now calling Shraga to his home to speak to him. Now Kindalach, while Shraga is coming to the Shaggy Stallion's house, let's take a peek inside the monastery to see what's happening with our dear Rafalk.
What's the matter, Paul?
Something's wrong with the new boy.
Why? What happened?
He's still in his room crying.
Well, did you make him comfortable?
Yes. I gave him extra pillows.
That's not what I meant. Did you give him the toys that we prepared?
Yes, but he doesn't seem interested. He's just crying. How come he's crying so much?
I don't know. Let me go to him. Welcome, my dear child.
What do you want from me?
Rafal, I want you to understand. We're only being helpful. The rabbi, Rabbi Ginsburg, is an older man, and he can't take care of you anymore. He asked us to assist him in caring for you. We're gonna take good care of you.
I want to go back! He never told me anything! You're lying!
Now, we would never lie to you.
Right. We wouldn't lie. We're just trying to help.
Quiet, Paul. Let me do the talking. Rafal, just try to relax.
Yes, I think you should relax.
Paul, Leave the room.
Why? I'm just helping.
Get out!
Don't worry, Rufal. Everything will be okay.